动植物类 6.5 至9分范文。动植物类范文一。
Wild animals are still not protected by humans. What are the causes? Suggest some solutions.
Extensive hunting and killing of wild animals have caused great concern among animal conservation organisations and in the general public. There are two main reasons why this situation remains unsolved. Firstly, the pursuit of profit continues to lead to the hunting of endangered species. Greedy people wish to become rich through the trade in rare animal products. For example, today the trade in elephant ivory is even more lucrative than it was a decade ago, mainly because there are even fewer elephants on this planet. Secondly, humans' short-sightedness in economic and social development is also responsible for the danger that many wild species are facing today. Although it is commonly believed that wild animals are humans' friends and should be preserved by us, when the time comes for us to choose between human interests and animal well-being, animals always lose out. Development of human society seems to override any other tasks, including the preservation of the natural habitats that wild animals rely on. Deforestation in the Amazon region, for instance, has put many rainforest species unique to this region on the brink of extinction. To address this situation, government should introduce strict laws that can deter illegal trade in endangered animals and their body parts. This is so urgent that I believe if no such laws are enforced on an international scale immediately, we will face the extinction of larger numbers of rare animals in years to come. Compared with punishment, prevention is even more important. Education about the importance of eco-balance seems to be an effective way to achieve this, because it addresses the root causes of the problem, although it may take a longer time to produce concrete results. Humans should not use animals as sources of food and clothing. To what extent do you agree or disagree with this opinion?
In ancient times, there was no opposition to consumption of animal products. But now many animal rights activists object to consumption of animals as sources of food and clothing. I disagree with their position. It may be true that some forms of animal consumption pose threats to our lives. Not only is the hunting of endangered species, such as whaling, cruel, it can also cause damage to the ecosystem. As citizens are increasingly aware of the impact of the extinction of endangered species, it is reasonable for the government to regulate the consumption of endangered species as food and clothing. From economic and social perspectives, however, forbidding consumption of animal products altogether is not necessarily sound advice. Some species reproduce very quickly and may become overpopulated without proper control. For example, in the 1990s, the overpopulation of kangaroos in Australia had seriously reduced the crop yield and caused traffic problems until the government allowed some people to hunt kangaroos for their meat. Proper consumption of non-endangered species as sources of food and clothing would not damage the ecosystem. On the contrary, it can help to promote healthy interaction between humans and the wildlife. For example, a reasonable amount of daily intake of animal products can strengthen our immune system, which can help to protect us against contagious diseases. In summary, the hunting of endangered species should be banned. But in my opinion, the benefits of using non-endangered animals as sources of food and clothing are still significant.
动植物类范文三。
Some people think that zoos are cruel and all the zoos should be closed. Others, however, think that zoos are useful for the protection of rare animals. Discuss both these views and give your own opinion.
People have different views about whether zoos should continue to exist. Some people believe that zoos are cruel and therefore should be closed. There are some good arguments for this. Firstly, zoos restrict animals' freedom. It is unlikely that animals can roam, fly, or swim freely in zoos as they do in their natural habitats. In reality, most zoo animals are kept in cages. Secondly, many animals kept in zoos are regularly disturbed by noisy visitors or mistreated by abusive zookeepers. Thirdly, many animals are forced to change their habits in man-made habitats provided by zoos. For example, animals that live in herds in the wild are often kept alone or in pairs in zoos. This often leads to self-destructive behavior among zoo animals. Others, however, think that zoos contribute to the preservation of rare animals. They argue that zoos protect these animals from poachers and destruction of their natural habitats. Well-funded zoos can also provide these animals with a steady food supply. When zoo animals are sick, there are veterinarians to care for them. In fact, some species are extinct in the wild and only exist in zoos today. If all zoos were closed, these species would completely disappear from Earth. Another benefit of zoos is that they provide their visitors, especially young visitors, with opportunities to observe and learn more about animals. From this perspective, zoos are educational and raise people's ecological awareness, which is important to the protection of endangered species and their natural habitats. My own opinion is that it is better for wild animals to live in a natural environment. Unfortunately, this is becoming increasingly difficult as a result of widespread degradation of their natural habitats. Zoos should only be used as places for some endangered animals to survive, but not as places they can replace their natural habitats where they can thrive. Some people think that the time and money spent on the protection of wild animals should be spent on humans instead. To what extent do you agree or disagree with this opinion?
Governments and animal conservation organizations have spent large amounts of time and money on the protection of wild animals. Some people think this time and money should be redirected to the improvement of human lives. I partly agree with this view. The human race faces a wide range of problems today, such as the widening gap between the wealthy and the poor, the AIDS epidemic, the poor conditions in many schools, and the rising youth crime rate. But currently, many urgently needed social, medical, and educational programs are being overlooked or underfunded. If this situation continues, those problems will worsen and spread further. Some other problems that humans are facing have direct impacts on the protection of wild animals. For example, pollution and global warming are leading to worldwide loss of wild habitats. Diverting some of the time and money currently spent on the protection of wild animals to environmental protection will not only improve the lives of humans, but also result in progress in wildlife conservation. On the other hand, there should still be time and financial resources dedicated to the protection of wild animals. For instance, implementing the international ban on the trade in endangered animal products requires large amounts of money and human resources. Without sufficient funding and effort, the ban would only be a symbolic gesture, and there would still be elephants slaughtered for their tusks and tigers hunted for their skin and bones. Funding and effort for wild animal protection are important, particularly because the loss of wild animals poses serious threats to biodiversity and ecological biodiversity and ecological balance, on which human well-being also depends. In conclusion, although part of the money currently spent on the protection of wild animals should be diverted to the improvement of human lives, funding and effort for wild animal protection are still necessary, because the well-being of wild animals and the quality of human lives are closely interrelated and interdependent. Should animals be used in testing new drugs or other products?
Every year, millions of animals undergo painful suffering or death as a result of scientific research into the effects of drugs, cosmetics, and other chemical products. While most people think animal testing is necessary, others are upset by what they see as needless suffering. This essay will look at some of the positive and negative aspects of animal testing. Many medical treatments have been developed from experiments on animals. Since animals share many features with humans, scientists use animals to test the safety and effectiveness of newly developed drugs before testing on small groups of patients. Medical teams practice new operation techniques, such as transplants on animals too. Without animal testing, many new drugs would be extremely unsafe. However, many people are concerned that animals are suffering unnecessarily and cruelly. They do not believe that every new drug needs to be tested on animals, especially with the huge database of knowledge and modern computer models. They also are worried that many animal tests are ineffective, pointing out that some drugs had to be withdrawn from the market extensive testing. They particularly feel that animal testing should not be used for non-essential products, such as cosmetics, shampoos, soaps, and cleaning products. Furthermore, some people would like to see certain tests replaced and more humane methods used. We need to make sure that the millions of animals who are used for testing new products are treated with the minimum of suffering. Although some animal testing may be unavoidable at present, treating our fellow creatures as mercifully as possible will demonstrate our humanity.